Jeff, we have seen consistently, I think maybe even one of the conferences that you attended, that when we ask oncologists in practice about this issue, what to do with a patient who is having progressive disease on erlotinib, one answer that we always see in not a small number of people, maybe 20 or 30%, is afatinib. Is that the wrong answer?
The standard of care in this space is complicated and dynamic. I find in my practice that patients can get a lot of distance out of continued erlotinib. Some patients are uncomfortable with that. Switching to afatinib is not an unreasonable strategy. I don't think it's going to get you a response. And the response rate in this space of failure of prior TKI has been low. We know that from the randomized afatinib versus placebo trial. It didn't cause a lot of responses. Might you get some PFS? Maybe. Certainly, it's not going to be as effective as chemo, and it's not going to be effective as one of the new drugs.
How often, if at all, do you do that? I mean, I know you have trials available, but you said I think it's not unreasonable. Is that something you do?
No, it's not part of my practice. I don't escalate the erlotinib to higher dose. Other people do, and I don't give afatinib. I sometimes can get distance out of the erlotinib as it is, as they slowly progress until I find the next thing. And I find most of my patients are comfortable with that because I'm comfortable doing that. Other patients want to try something else. And if that's the case, I don't think you're going to get a lot of months out of afatinib, but it's not unreasonable to try.
So again, Mark, thinking about this idea of guidelines and electronic records and all, again, is afatinib the wrong answer in that situation? If somebody comes to you for a second opinion, has slow disease progression on erlotinib, no immediate problems, is it reasonable to use afatinib or is it really not a good choice?
It's probably as reasonable as switching, ACE inhibitors or something like that, or changing diabetes drugs. I mean, you're going to have the same endpoint. There was a second abstract at ESMO this year that kind of dealt with this a little bit. There's another thing called the aspiration trial,
What was that?
Where it was a series from Korea where at the time of progression, the doc decided should you switch or should you just continue the TKI? And it turns out in a little more than half of the cases, the doc decided to continue. And those people stayed on the drug before a need to switch. I think it was, what, 3 months, 3 or 4
Median,
months?
Sometimes longer, sometimes less.
And there was quite a tail to the curve on that. So maybe like 20 or 30% of the people stayed on the drug for years. So I think the answer is you have to decide on a case-by-case basis whether to continue the TKI or go on to something else.